Here it is, men. It's Downbeat. Yes, men, it's your program that features the outstanding bands in the land, Downbeat. And we're in sort of a Latin mood today with the old bandstand playing host to the man who brought the rumor to our country, Enrique Madriguera. Welcome to the podium, Enrique.
It's a pleasure to be here, Harfield. Thanks for inviting me over.
The pleasure is all ours. What do you have lined up there for the opening number?
In English, it's Listen, Honey. But in Spanish, the way Eddie Gomez sings it, it's Oye Negra.
Then the downbeat, Señor Madriguera, if you please. Fine, Enrique. And now, as is our custom on Downbeat, we would like to have some vital statistics about the leader of the band, namely you.
Well, you start out, and I'll try to fill in the blank spaces.
Fair enough. The first blank space to be filled in is your place of birth. Where were you born?
In Spain. Barcelona, to be exact.
But you're an American citizen now.
Oh, yes. I have been for quite some time. And I'm very proud of my adopted country.
And we're very proud you adopted us. The music you brought to the States has added a lot to our dancing and to our general musical enjoyment.
Thank you. Perhaps you would like a little more music right now.
Well, we certainly would.
Then I'm going to call on Patricia Gilmore to sing On the Way to Venezuela.
Sky. I won't forget On the way to Venezuela, goes my heart while I am dreaming alone. I am dreaming of a love I have known, where the Caribbean moon brightly shone. 'Twas fiesta night, so gala. Seems I still can hear the troubadour singing while we're gliding, heart to heart confiding on that lovely Latin shore.
Beautifully sung, Patricia. Now, Enrique, let's get back to you. Your instrument is the violin, isn't it?
Yes, I started my musical life as a concert violinist. In fact, that's what brought me originally to America. I was 14 years old and came over here to do a concert tour.
A concert violinist at 14? Then you must have been one of those child prodigies.
That's what they call me. Fortunately, that's one thing you can outgrow.
I see what you mean. But what made you decide to give up your career as a concert violinist and go in for conducting?
Oh, a number of things, Harfield. But I think that can wait until after our next number.
Well, I guess it can. In behalf of our listeners, I'd like to request your theme, Adios, in its entirety. I know it's your own composition, and it's one of my favorite numbers.
Your request is my command.
Fine number, Enrique, and I'm glad it's finally played on Downbeat by its composer.
I have a new one I'd like to play for you.
Swell, but you promised to tell us why you turned conductor.
Oh, well, back in 1925, I was invited to Havana to be guest conductor of the Cuban Philharmonic Orchestra. While I was there, I had an opportunity to hear a lot of native Cuban music and resolved that someday I would organize and conduct my own Cuban orchestra. But that didn't come until 1930.
What happened between 1925 and 1930?
I came back to the States to be concertmaster of the National Broadcasting Company and director of foreign music for the Columbia Phonograph Company.
And in 1930?
My dream finally came true. I introduced a typical Cuban orchestra, costumes and all, at the Biltmore Hotel in New York.
And your Cuban orchestra was an immediate success.
Yes, it was. It was an overnight sensation.
There's a lot more I'd like to ask you, Enrique, but I guess we can take care of that on a future session. Right now, I would like to hear that latest composition of yours you mentioned.
It's called Take It Away.
Well, take it away. Sounds like real hit parade material, Enrique. Well, men, sorry, but that does it for today. Our guest on Downbeat has been Enrique Madriguera.
Thank you again for inviting me. So long, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.